A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You're really far away. Did this turn?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is cool. This is one of those instances where when I get nervous, I can picture everyone in their underwear, and I've seen it.
Same. I feel really far away from you.
Too far. Do you want to share a chair?
Kind of.
Welcome to Lightweights Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and gals. I want to introduce you to my wife, Caitlin Vulpes.
Hello.
You changed your last name legally. How's that feel?
This is scary.
You're doing great. You already got
so
five.
Scary.
You got 16 seconds done. We only need to do like 100 more of those. If you don't know, Caitlin's background is not from the internet world.
I don't do this, and I'm very nervous right now.
But you're doing so good. You look beautiful.
I'm gripping the mic like...
like it's the end of time.
I don't come in this room. This is the only room in the house that I don't ever enter. So thank you for having me in my own house.
Can you believe we're married?
No, I can't. Can you?
No.
Did you think you were going to marry me when you met me?
Yes, I did.
Me too.
When we met, you fell into my arms.
I literally tripped.
Right into my arms.
And I said, hi, I'm Caitlin.
I want to go right into the wedding because as a groom and even as a post-groom, I still don't know everything that went on.
Yeah.
You made a joke that the wedding day is so planned out and it's so much fun and I'm going to get there and see what you've been working on for the past 8 months. And it was.
Wasn't it magical?
It was crazy.
Every single thing that happened was because I said I wanted it there.
You did it in such a unique way that a lot of people don't do where you... through your wedding at a private estate, meaning you didn't have anything from tables, chairs, flowers, locations to take photos, anything. Everything was completely the wild, wild west.
You did help in this, and it was our wedding.
I know. I'm trying to be a host. I'm trying to get this out of you.
We're married, and that's weird.
Was it? Did I say something weird?
Yeah.
What did I say weird?
We planned it. We picked the venue.
I know. I'm playing podcast host.
Play podcast host husband.
I've never done that yet.
Well, that's where we're going to work on it now. So we.
Okay. We planned a wedding. Okay. Okay.
This is just a conversation that we're having.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
Yeah. I'm in the hot seat.
We planned a wedding not at a regular venue. So we had to bring everything in. We had to plan everything on our own, which was insane. We had to get every vendor. We had to find our own chefs. We had to find our own photo booths. There were no recommendations. All we had was this incredible party planner who you found.
Yes.
What's her name?
Claudia Host.
And she helped set everything up for us, right?
Everything. And she walked us through head to toe everything we needed to do to have a wedding.
Okay, because there's a lot of aesthetic girlies out there who are watching this right now that want to have their dream wedding. So we can share our experience as far as what happened, what went wrong, what went right, what we'd do different, what we'd do again.
We had a hurricane wedding, so we had to do a lot of things differently and a lot of things last minute.
I don't want to correct you, but we had a hurricane wedding.
We did have a hurricane wedding. We were waiting for the tsunami and we were waiting for the fire to accomplish all the natural disasters we could have had.
Our wedding was on August 20th, and at our family photos, the chandelier started shaking, and everyone in the vicinity got a notification that there was an earthquake, a 5.0.
It was like an Amber Alert earthquake.
It was an Amber Alert earthquake. Let's take it back to Napa Valley.
Yeah.
What happened?
We flew to Napa, really just quickly. We just wanted to go. We got appointments at hotels.
Because we were trying to find a wedding location.
Yeah, we got appointments at three hotels, and we said, okay, next week, let's go. So we flew up there, and it was a very rainy, rainy, rainy day.
We went to San Francisco, where everyone told us not to get out of our cars.
Oakland, sorry. Is that San Francisco?
I don't know.
They told us not to get out of the cars, and they told us don't go to Starbucks, don't get gas, just keep driving, just get out of there. So we said, okay. So we drove to Napa, and then we went to our first wedding venue that I loved. You didn't love it. It was very feminine and very white and clean and pristine, and I think it was too pretty for you.
And as a groom, I didn't want to be a groomzilla, but I wanted to make sure that we both got our thrills on that day.
We both definitely got our fix, I would say, in the end.
And when we went looking at those three locations in Napa, it was downpouring. It was raining, which foreshadowed our future, which was sick.
It rained, actually, in hindsight, at every single one of our venues as we were looking at our venues. And every time we're like, well, it's not going to look like this because it's going to be sunny in summer in August and everything's going to be in bloom and it's going to be blue skies and pretty.
Which is funny because we went to four or five times to see wedding locations and all of those times it rained. Like, a lot of rain.
It hailed at our wedding venue when we were doing like our walkthrough.
Yeah, so we found the three locations at Napa. None of them stuck out to us. We didn't want to do it there. We also didn't want to have Grandma fly out to Oakland.
We didn't want anyone to fly out to Oakland. It was so dangerous.
Yeah. So we had to pivot and go somewhere else. You are from California, and you didn't want to have a wedding near the LA area, which left us with another location in Santa Barbara.
I said we could do Santa Barbara because every other location in LA is a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah or any place I've ever been to, and it wasn't so special to me, and I wanted our day to feel very magical.
How'd you stumble upon the beautiful, exquisite venue that we found?
Can I say how?
Yeah, of course.
Indie Blue. Indie Blue had a wedding. I don't remember when.
Who is she?
A blogger, influencer, lonely ghost, just a cool girl. And I saw her wedding and I was like, wow.
Loosen up your shoulders.
Am I stiff?
A little bit.
This mic is very heavy. Can we get lighter mics, please?
Yeah, we'll work on it. Hey, people are going to love this. We're going to have a weekly podcast. That's crazy.
A weekly?
I mean, if this video gets 1,000 thumbs up, we're going to do another one.
Can everyone be nice to me, please? My legs are sweating.
Okay, so you found Indie Blue's wedding.
Indie Blue had a wedding. There was like 20 people there. It was really small. She was staying at this beautiful house, and I said, wow, that is somewhere I'd want to get married because I wanted it to be in Italy. And it was just really unrealistic with our family when we have older family members. And it just like wouldn't be the safest to bring them all the way to Italy and force them to come.
And plus, we'd miss out on a lot of things like the cake tasting, walking through the venue with our vendors.
We basically would have planned a wedding blindly and shown up and been like, hope it's good.
Right. And not to mention the language barrier and discussing things. It would have been heck.
It would have been more stressful than it already was.
Right.
So I'm extremely happy where we had it.
So Indie Blue had this wedding.
Yes, Indie Blue had this wedding, but I didn't even think like it would be possible to have a wedding here because I didn't know pricing and I didn't know anything at the time. I just thought, no way. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
And this wasn't a venue. This was an estate.
This was a house. This is somebody's house. Like, they live there. They raise their children at this house.
So you being the wedding guru that you are, what happened?
I did an extreme stalking because Napa didn't feel right. And I came home like kind of like not unhappy, but just didn't feel special. My nose is running.
It's like Michael Scott when he doesn't want to do something. My tummy hurts, so I'm going to go take a nap.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing amazing.
Okay.
So you stalked and you found it.
I stalked and I found it. I found it, I think, on Airbnb or Vrbo or one of the house rental companies, and it was per night to rent, and it didn't say anything about having weddings. It wasn't a wedding venue whatsoever. So I immediately messaged the owner, and she got right back to me, got on the phone with her, and she was nothing but lovely, and we set a date to go meet her 2 weeks later.
We walked through the venue, fell in love. Knew this was it.
We walked through the venue and we both like saw the overlook of everything, and my eyes filled with water. Joe, I think your eyes maybe teared up a little bit. We all got tingles. It like felt like the moment. Like,
I'm emotional. I get teary-eyed.
I know. I've seen you cry. But
don't tell people that.
It's like everyone talks about, oh, you know. Like when I met you, I knew. But like at the venues we were looking at, I didn't know I knew. But as soon as we walked to this one, I was like, this is it.
Did you have your amazing, perfect dream wedding?
yes, it was absolutely perfect. If it was sunny out, I would have been a lot happier. But I'm very happy.
Over the past 8 months, you did all the planning yourself. How was that process?
I planned it with my mom and you and a wedding planner. But my mom and I definitely spearheaded the whole thing.
I like to say you guys were the pilot and co-pilot, and I was in row 32B.
More like 37C.
Right next to the bathroom, where if I needed a break, I can go. Yeah.
No emergency exit row for you.
No. So that process, was that hard dealing with everything and finding all your own vendors?
It was really fun and exciting because we just kept asking more and more questions, and she would give us more vendors and we would do research and find more vendors. And the only person we switched on was our caterer. We had a little oopsie with them. So we switched caterer companies, and I was so happy with who we chose. And that was delicious.
So we found a Michelin star chef to create pizzas for us on our wedding day.
We knew we wanted Italian. We knew we didn't want steak or salmon or chicken.
We also wanted it to be very food focused.
We're foodies.
We are foodies. And we wanted that to come through our wedding. I felt like everybody coming to the event was going to have high expectations for the food that was going to be there, because everyone was asking what kind we're having, who's catering it. At different points in the career, I was trying to have Burger King cater it. I tried having Burger She Wrote cater it. I tried having anybody come cater it. But at the end of the day, we got Bettina, a Michelin star pizza joint, come cater our pizza.
From Montecito, which the wedding was in Montecito, so that just made sense. And they did the pizzas, and then we had Catherine and Adam, shout out to them, who did the pizzas, or not, the pastas and the salads.
Catherine, the chef, treated me like a rock star the day of our wedding. I walk in, groom's here, get him a burger.
I know.
Groom needs a burger.
I missed it. I was too busy taking my photos.
Yeah, I was off eating, trying the appetizers.
I didn't eat on my wedding day. One of my biggest regrets, but the tasting was wonderful and everybody raved about the food. So I'm just happy everybody was fed and happy.
So let's fast forward to the big old day. Let's do 3 days before the big day. You get a text from who?
We were doing a little photo shoot and my mom texts me, call me immediately. Everything's going to be okay, but call me immediately. Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Immediately, in my head, I go, who died? Like, somebody had to have died, right? Like, come on. So I call her and she goes, don't worry, everything's gonna be okay. Just tell me what's going on, right? She goes, there's a hurricane. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Can I say that?
Yeah, you're good. I love you. Go ahead, keep going.
I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, you wanna take a water break?
I can't open it.
Here, I'll open it for you. Shout out Liquid Death. They hooked us up for our nervous guests. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
This is sick. I already have a name for our joint podcast in case this blows up and people really want more.
I'm going to need to learn how to relax.
Nah, you're doing great. Picture me in my underwear.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm real nervous. Oh, my God.
Spit it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
That was crazy. I need, like, an umbrella. We have many of those. We have 75.
Yeah, we have a lot of extra shit that we did not use.
No, we used them. We needed them.
We used the umbrellas. We didn't use the blankets.
Yeah, those are coming next week. What was your question?
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less.
Plus. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Question.
So you get the text from your mom. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. What did I already say? Are you going to edit this?
Are you going to listen to this back?
No.
You're not?
I'm going to listen to you edit it, but I don't want to listen to it because I don't like hearing my voice. Okay. I've gotten a lot better. I've gotten used to it, but it's not my favorite thing.
You sound like you're trembling. Do you want to stop?
I'm not scared.
Okay.
This is really heavy. Like, look at my hand.
How are you getting hurt holding the mic?
It's so heavy.
How'd you get that cut on your arm yesterday? You walked into a door?
No, I cut it with a razor shaving.
Okay, so you get a text. There's a hurricane. Your mom's freaking out.
Yes, she says, this was Wednesday, right before our wedding. Our wedding was on a Sunday. We had to have all of our rentals put in at 5 o'clock. This was at 4:40. She's calling me. So at 4 o'clock, the meteorologist from the town and country rental company said, there's a hurricane coming. We need tents. My mom called me. I said, I'm not having a tented wedding, as the 5-minute bridezilla I had to have been, because I wanted my beautiful sunshine, sunny wedding. And she said, well, everything will get ruined. So I said, okay, I guess reserve the tents. So we had to reserve 3 tents because we knew we needed 3 tents. And then
we had to use the tents.
We reserved the tents and we said the day before we can make a final decision because we set up on Saturday. And I said, okay, fine, but don't set the tents up until I get there and say so.
So Caitlin is following the meteorologist on all of her websites. I'm following the weather app. We have people texting us saying, yo, you see there's a storm coming? What's your plan?
Do you cancel the wedding?
Is this still on?
Is it safe? Are we going to be okay?
My mom's worried about us driving up. Is that okay?
What about my hair?
What am I supposed to wear now? Is it covered? Are you guys figuring this out? Which is it's all fine. You
know? All fine, but just adds fuel to the fire because we were already very fueled.
My favorite is like the day before, did you see there's a storm coming? Because we've been tracking it for 5 days now.
I hadn't slept in the 5 days. I was literally awake on the meteorologist. My TikTok was just blowing me up with, oh, there's a hurricane coming. And then it was like, what was that sound that I kept singing? I can't remember right now. But there was a hurricane sound and every single TikTok was just reminding me. Then I go to the bank and then this old woman's like, don't forget your sandbags. There's a hurricane coming. And I was like, oh my goodness, our world's collapsing around us, but it's going to be okay. So we drive up there. It's a beautiful sunny Saturday. And
perfect set. I'm swimming
beautiful,
in the pool.
Beautiful. Nothing could go wrong. It was like the perfect temperature outside, but by the time we got to the venue, because they came really early, they already had like the tops of the tents built.
And guys, there was a team of humans I'm talking 30 people setting up these tents.
These tents are enormous.
Massive tents for a circus.
Bigger.
And we had to cover the entire grounds. Our beautiful outdoor wedding is covered now. The ceremony, the cocktail hour, the dance floor.
Everything. And it's not just like a tent. So they said, okay, do you want a tent? And I said, yes, let's tent dinner. Because it was going to obviously be raining by that time. So
which is crazy expensive to get these tents.
It's no joke. Go into the tenting business. You'll make a killing.
You'll make money on the first storm. It's insane. Because it's, not on top of these tents, what else do you have to get?
You have to get Okay, so it's like, we need the tents. And they're like, it's X amount of dollars. Okay, not great.
It's a lot of X's.
It's a lot of X's, and we had to do it. So then they don't tell you, oh, but we need gutters, and we need to wrap it, and we need literally everything, and everything's an extra dollar sign. And not just like one, like maybe like $6 signs. Like everything is a lot.
You need a gutter to stop the rain between the tents, and then on top of that, you need to go get a chandelier to light under the tent because now it's dark, so you need to bring in extra lighting.
We had to bring in extra lighting. We had to bring in like all the aestheticness that we had. We were supposed to have string lights and a pretty we didn't have the chandelier until we got the tents, but we added that. We were supposed to have like really pretty mood lighting with the strings, and it was
supposed to have the outdoor games, but we can't use it because it's not tented, so the guests can't even go over there and stand by it.
Long story short, we ended up having to get 4 tents. We only were supposed to get 3. And hopefully only use 2, but we ended up using 4 because they didn't come to measure because we had to make a last minute call. And so we had to get 4 tents and squish everything under the tent to not get wet. And I had to walk down the aisle in a trash bag, essentially.
Yeah, but no one even said it was a trash bag.
They called me a jellyfish.
You did look jelly-like.
It was literally a jellyfish umbrella.
But it was really cool because we got that one photo of us walking down where we're being covered.
Yeah, that one's great.
You look like you're the queen.
But nobody talks about, you just don't think 40 steps ahead. And apparently you have to think 40 steps ahead because when I got my dress altered, which I had 5 fittings for, and my dress on concrete was a perfect length. But when I'm walking on grass, I'm sinking. My heels were thick, so it wasn't my heels sinking. It was just the wet grass going down, so my dress was actually longer than it was supposed to be, so I had to hold it walking down the aisle. And also walking down the aisle, my veil, my lovely beautiful veil, gets stuck around the fountain, and Carly saved the day. I didn't even know who it was. I just felt my head go all the way back.
Yeah, you recovered from that really well.
I basically blacked out when I was walking down the aisle. Like, we had 4 people holding my train. My brother was walking me down the aisle, holding my arm, holding me straight. I was holding my dress and a bouquet somehow. And then Claudia goes, go get married, girl. And I, in my head, I'm like, okay, they got my dress, right? I forgot they dropped my dress. So I take a step and I step on the front of my dress. And I'm like, fuck. So I like reevaluate really quickly, pull my dress up a tiny bit, pick up my dress, start marching down the aisle because I was like, let's go get married. And then my veil gets stuck on the rocks because we were supposed to veer around the fountain. And then I couldn't walk. I needed my brother's like help holding me up. So I was just like, go right, go right, go right. So we both went right around the fountain, not thinking my veil would get caught on anything. So my veil gets stuck and I just go, my veil's stuck. And then Carly runs, saves it. My brother goes, keep walking, you're good. So we walked down the aisle and then I met you and it was magical.
The morning of, we slept in the same bed and then we said our goodbyes. Did you have any idea what I was doing? Were people telling you like?
I knew what you were doing. You said you were going to the gym and I knew you were going to emulate your daily life at home. So I knew you were going to the gym and going to go run around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I hit 10,000 steps that morning.
Yeah, he hit 10,000 steps and I...
Oh my God, I had one of the best workouts I've ever had. They had like this tiny little gym and they had that one little machine and they had a boxing bag and they had gloves. So I'm sitting there. I had the timer going. I did 3 3-minute rounds. I'm doing push-ups, sit-ups, and I did steps around the front. And I felt like everybody who saw me out there thought that I was almost in a panic. They're like, you good?
Yeah,
because
you looked like a runaway groom. You looked like you were having a mental breakdown before the wedding.
I was getting my steps in.
I know, but picture Joe with his shirt off running around Montecito. Woo, 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 woo. Probably listening to Jocko or any of the above.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is your new thing.
I'm going to rip your heart out. I'm going to eat your children.
Yeah, not cute. Not sure why you listen to that. It's a little scary for my future, but hey, makes you happy.
Wait, so I'm doing that. What are you doing?
I'm sitting in a chair. So there, we had a timeline, and if you get married, you have a very, very detailed timeline of like, this is what's happening at this time, your entire day, this person's arriving at this time, hair and makeup.
We split up at 9 a.m.?
It was like 8:30 because my hair person was coming at 9. I needed to shower and get my stuff together. And so hair and makeup walks in at 9, and they're like, sit in the seat. We need to take our photos before the rain starts. So I wasn't supposed to start getting ready till 11. Everyone else around me was supposed to get ready between 9 and 11 to help me get into my dress so they'd look nice for photos. They were supposed to be like all glam, hair, makeup, and in their dresses to help me get into my dress, Riley and my mom. So they had no glam when they got me into my dress. So the photos were like non-existent because I didn't have that opportunity. And then I started getting ready at 9, and then I started doing hair. Hair took longer than expected. And then we had our first look at like 11:15.
I was playing ping pong. It took way longer. It was almost like 1. It took forever because I remember I did so much.
Might have been 11:45. I knew it was before 12 because that was like mandatory. Rain was starting at 1. So we had to do our first look, our vows, all of the things we needed to get done before 1 o'clock.
I just felt so sidelined. I was Alan in that situation. I wasn't even Ken. People would come and tell me to be ready in 5 and they'd forget about me for 30 minutes.
No. I don't think you were responding.
Huh?
I sent people. I was, is Joe ready? Is he ready?
I was just sitting there with my shirt off waiting for somebody to actually be like, let's go.
They came and got you.
Twice, though. They forgot about me once.
Well, it was really far down there. You were kind of in a dungeon.
I get it. I mean, I got to play ping pong. It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, it all worked out. We had our first look. We did our vows.
Did you cry at your first look?
Yes, but my makeup artist didn't stay, so I couldn't really cry.
That's why you weren't bawling.
That's why I wasn't bawling, because I knew. I was like, Caitlin, pull together, because I can't cry off my makeup. She left.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Like, she was literally gone. So I had to do my own touch-ups that day because the contract, something got mixed up, and she was supposed to be there for a touch-up and stay till after ceremony. But she had to go to her daughter's dance recital, and so I didn't have a makeup artist touch up. But that's fine. Stuff happens. But my hair was amazing, and he stayed until...
I wanted to hang out with him.
He was there until 10 o'clock at night. He was there from 9 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night. What? Yeah, we're the same person. Yeah. And I had a hair change, and he was amazing. But yes, Paul.
I want to hang out with you, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, shout out. You were amazing.
What were you most nervous about that day? Because for me... it was our vows and our first look.
I wasn't nervous for that at all because it was just you.
Oh, I was terrified for that.
I know how much I love you. I knew what I was going to say.
I wasn't nervous for what I was going to say. I knew you were going to say beautiful words and I was going to say something back. But that was the only thing we really talked about for 8 months of, are you going to cry when you see my dress? Are you going to cry at our vows?
I really wanted you to cry when I was walking down the aisle, but genuinely, I understand if we hadn't done a first look.
But I did cry when you walked down the aisle.
I was so blacked out walking down, focusing, that I didn't see your reaction.
I was tearing up.
I was tearing up as soon as the music started playing. We had like this amazing entrance and you crushed it walking down. I was like watching you. And
yeah,
then,
that was for all the grooms out there. Really, really get your song in.
Yeah, like have your moment because you shined.
What was the song called? 2001 A Space Odyssey.
It was a Barbie entrance movie.
That like solidified it too.
Yeah, because everyone, it was current. So it was like, whoa. It was also Blink-182's Coachella
intro,
yeah.
The song they come out for their entire tour. What were the other songs that I wanted for my walkout?
I think we jumped around a lot of things, but
Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit, the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin would have been good, and I know there's some people out there that are like, yeah, but I don't think...
Not the crowd.
The crowd would not have gotten
like,
it.
Todd would have been the only person.
Maybe.
It just was like unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like time and a place.
But I would have walked down there with like that swag.
You said that with this song and you were very like, when you walked down the aisle, like you were concentrated, like, holy shit, I'm getting married. Everyone's here. All my friends and family are here. This is happening.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous through that though.
But you didn't walk down like
whoo. Because it wasn't the song. Everyone was staring.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. everyone was looking at me. It's funny. I spent my entire life avoiding parties and Irish exiting everything. And for some reason, we decided to throw a party where everyone has to stare at us.
I mean, yeah, everyone should have a wedding. And that's when your friends and family show up for you the one time.
Yeah, I guess. I get it. But it's just funny that I spent my whole life avoiding it just to have the biggest one for like on my eyes on me.
Yeah, same with me. That was the first time I had all my friends and family in one room, and everybody was, like, intertwined.
Yeah, you're extremely shy in those situations, right?
Yeah. I'm a shy person, unless you get to know me, because I don't always let everybody in, so I'm very just closed off.
Which is great.
Until you get to know me, and then I don't stop talking at all. So be careful.
You panicked about one thing, like, 4 days before, which was... The first dance?
Yes.
And why were you so nervous about the first dance?
I have stage fright. I don't like when all eyes are on me. I don't like when I'm doing something where everyone's looking at me and it's like not my specialty. Like I can cook and I'm like happy to serve you food. But to dance, I don't dance. So to dance in front of all these people.
You brought something up really funny that you used to dance.
I used to dance and I dropped out right before I had to do like our winter recital because I said I just wanted to be there for the fun and games. I didn't want to perform.
How old are you?
It's happened a few times because I kept rejoining because I really liked the dancing part and I liked like being with friends. But as soon as it was like showtime, baby, I said, uh-uh. I also got kicked out of dance because I was always hungry. That was really funny. I was always hungry right after school. My grandma would take me to dance recital class. Or dance class, and I always got my Quiznos next door, and I would sit in the corner and eat my sandwich, and they said, Caitlin, it's like, we have to dance, and I said no. So eventually, they kicked me out because I just would never dance. I would always eat.
I used to get Quiznos all the time. Teriyaki chicken with those onions.
It wasn't Quiznos. I think it was Jersey Mike's. I just got nervous. I've never had Quiznos in my life.
I didn't think you did because you told me that story so many times. You never mentioned Quiznos before.
Yeah, it was Jersey Mike's.
Okay, so what else on the wedding day was perfect for you? Did you take anything in that you were just so blown away at?
Honestly, not the biggest thing, but I love flowers. They bring life and oxygen. It's like very happy. And the flowers and seeing everybody like setting up, I thought was so cool that like we had a team of people that I've been talking to and planning and blah, blah, blah for months and months and months. And like everyone was there like executing my dreams, which was really cool.
What happened with those flowers? Who keeps them?
The
florist keeps them?
I don't understand florists.
I'm confused because we spent a lot of money.
So florists, you pay for the flowers, you pay for the florist, and then... You can keep some of them.
Some?
You can keep... We're not going to keep everything that was there because it's...
Why? We should have decorated this whole set.
They would have been dead and stinky and rotting by now.
That's fine.
And who would have had to clean them up? So yes, the florist takes them home. But thankfully, since we had to curve and we had a hurricane wedding, she brought flowers from the wedding before because we needed extra flowers to soften up the tents.
The day before?
Yeah, she had a wedding the day before on Saturday, and we said we need extra florals that we didn't have in our budget and we didn't plan for, and it was already too late. She already got the flowers and placed her order. So she brought all the extra greenery that they didn't use because we didn't have greenery in our wedding. I said I didn't want greenery. I just wanted flowers.
Oh, that's so nice of her.
So she brought in a ton of extra greenery from the wedding before.
Oh, I take back my sass that they took it all away.
I mean, they do take it all away.
Oh, I bring my sass back.
But it's okay. It's
whatever side you want me to be on, I'm on.
We just had a beautiful day.
We had a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It was the best day of my life.
And mine too.
Top three, meeting you, wedding, Blink-182 concert.
Okay. Same.
Right?
Blink-182 wasn't my favorite day.
Top three.
Hawaii was my favorite.
Who?
Hawaii. Being asked to go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. What's that story?
Are we done with our wedding? I feel like we could still be talking.
Okay, yeah. Maybe episode two, if Caitlin comes back, we'll talk about Hawaii.
If you accept me and bring me back into this lovely place.
1,000 likes. If you're still listening and you haven't given this video a like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah! Cop showed up.
Yeah.
That was another thing.
There's other things that happened.
Like what?
Oh, yeah. The food was amazing. Right when we sat down. So we changed our grand entrance song to Rock You Like a Hurricane because fitting, obviously. And we then had our first dance. And the whole time, it felt like the longest first dance of our lives.
Yeah, I just felt dance. Like he played that chorus 19 times.
We were staring into each other's souls like, is this over? Oh, my God. Talking between our teeth. But when we sat down, everyone's like, oh, my God, did you rehearse this? You were amazing. Like, you looked so good. And I was like, really? Oh, my God. We were like dying talking to each other the whole time. And like, when is this over? I love you, but can this please be over?
I want to see a video of that because are people being nice?
No, we looked good.
Are you sure?
I saw it last night. Yeah, we looked good.
Okay.
It felt very uncomfortable and very like, are we doing this correctly? But it looked good.
Maybe we should go on Dancing with the Stars.
My brother did make fun of us because we were really doing that like twisty thing a lot, but I get
nervous.
I
remember doing that like 6 times.
Because I can't sit still. Like when all eyes are on me, I'm like, okay, let's keep it moving. Let's keep the show going.
Okay, so the first dance, beautiful. We came out, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yeah, then we got to sit and I was so excited. I was like, let's eat, let's talk, let's sit. And
we
then
sit down. Our friends are on one side, family's on the other. Yeah. One long table, which I would do again. That was great.
That was really cool.
Found out the other day, apparently Heath's name got messed up. Don't know where his seating arrangement went.
There's always something. Everyone talks about, yes, our wedding was absolutely beautiful, but, stuff does happen, and you just kind of have to brush it off. And,
I wish that he was here to say it, because the way that we went to their house, and Mariah and Heath were like, oh, I wonder where they're going to sit. And we had no idea what they were talking about.
They're like, Joe, you don't have a seat tonight. And we were like,
we didn't
rude.
Get it at all. We're like, okay, I'll sit over here or something.
And I'll sit on the floor if I have to. I don't know.
So then they keep going and they say that Heath didn't have a seat at the wedding. We're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he did.
I was like, I handmade every single person's name cards. My friend did the writing. I punched the holes, put the little flowers in, and put the little ribbon on.
Looked beautiful.
I was like, Heath, I know I did your name. Like, I put you on the seating chart. You had a table. You had a seat.
You messed up Ilya's name a couple times. You know exactly what you messed up.
I know what I messed up because Ilya, his name was a little tricky.
Right. So they say that Mariah finds her seat and she's looking over and who's she seating next to? Zane? And Zach Justice?
Zach Justice and Jared, in between the two of them.
She's sitting in between the two of them. So then Heath is like,
where do I fall?
That's weird. So Heath is walking down the table looking for his name.
Like really far away from her. He's like, really, no way I'm over here.
Really far away from Mariah. And he just couldn't find his name. So then they ended up, where'd they even get the extra play setting?
They called the server over and they said, hello.
Oh, so maybe they just had that extra
They told one. Everybody to scoot down one. So everyone picked up their little name cards, scooted, and he just sat there. He didn't ever see his beautiful name card that we handmade.
That's how you know they're cool, though, because they didn't bring it up to us that day. They weren't like, hey, guys, we're missing.
I mean,
they handled it themselves, which is awesome.
Nobody could have said anything because they knew how stressed out we were with everything. So it's just sit down, take a seat.
Yeah.
It'll all be okay.
And it was.
It was great.
Food starts coming out. We get treated like royalty.
Everyone's serving just us. And I the whole time, I'm like, wait, it's our day. Like, they're here for us. This is so cool.
They're bringing us out the pizza first, the salad first. Do you want more? Do you want me to serve it to you?
They're like, you're the bride. You have to eat. And I'm like, okay. But I was wearing Spanx and my dress was tight. And I was like, I felt my, and I had to pee so bad. But I was not about to bring in four people to the bathroom to like lift up my dress and watch me pee. I have, I'm scared of peeing in front of people. And
yeah, we also did a 5-month transformation. For our fitness stuff. And you fit in your dress, I fit in my tux.
Yep.
That was sick.
That was amazing.
I felt so comfortable eating that day.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to eat, but my bladder was so full, and I just felt myself expanding, so then I just stopped eating, which bites you in the end of the night. But that's okay. And we, all of a sudden, the DJ announces, he's like, okay, now introducing, like, Caitlin and Joe, bring down your moms, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot we had more things to do.
That was after we ate everything, right?
Yeah, we ate and I was totally like, let's party. Like, dance is about to start. Like,
we had our appetizer.
I thought we were pizza, chill for like an hour.
Pasta. We were done.
Yeah, no, we had to like get up and we do our mom's dance. And like, that was really sweet.
And then the family comes in, they start dancing.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then we stayed on the dance floor. Everyone started partying.
Dance floor got extremely wet.
Very wet.
Raining really hard.
The problem was the dancer had to go on top of the drain, and they built enough room on the bottom, but there was not enough rain pushing the water to go down the drain. It was kind of just puddling.
Oh.
Yeah, so there was like they purposely built the dance floor with a little space, but it couldn't like go down.
Oh yeah, because I kept slipping, I remember.
Everyone was slipping, but it was fun. So we changed. We had an outfit change.
Went in, had our outfit change. You look beautiful. You look like a 50s, not Madonna.
I was going for old Hollywood.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you. Beautiful. You looked amazing. He changed into sneakers.
I changed, and I put on my backup shirt.
Thank God for a backup shirt.
Which grooms, the first one, so sweaty.
You need a backup shirt. Where am I looking? That one?
Well, yeah, my backup shirt's in there. Oh, along with my original shirt. That
camera. So we had our outfit change, and then we had to do like thank yous, and we did a champagne tower, and that was like one of my highlights. That was really fun to like.
Champagne tower was so cool because I know it, and I feel like everyone knows it, but no one knew it.
No one. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, I've never seen this before." Like people do this. Oh my God.
We only had 4 champagne bottles in total. We should have had more.
We had more. Another little oops. They forgot to bring them down. We have like 20 leftover champagne bottles. We were supposed to fill that whole tower. The whole thing would have been overflowing. Oh well.
Oh, wow.
Stuff happens. Anyway, so we like do that, and then we say, everybody, let's do the hora. But we had tents, so we were supposed to just do the hora on the dance floor, but we had to go, no, let's go down to the middle tent where we had ceremony to cut the cake and do the hora.
And the tents had wire, like a metal wire
to keep it taut. The tents
on top so that they don't fall.
It was like to keep it taut and like straight and sturdy.
And we weren't supposed to go up on a chair, but we told everybody to be really careful with us. So we went up for the hora. We ran around in the circle.
And we had
the cake, which was a cool moment.
That was really cool. We had cold sparks. So like all these like indoor fireworks go off that don't catch anything on fire because they're cold. It's like a chemical or something. I don't really know. And they could only go off in that tent because it was the height. It was tall enough to go off in it. And then so we cut the cake and
did you use the bottom of the cake, the knife, to cut the cake? Did you use the wrong side?
In photos now, looking back, was wondering why the cake wasn't cutting. The knife was upside down. It was very dark. It was very moody. Everyone's staring at you. I panic. I start cutting the cake. I'm like, fuck, it's not cutting. And then now I know why it didn't cut. But we ended up just like digging into the cake and it was really cute.
Did you get any of the cake that night?
Just what we fed each other.
Yeah, we didn't get any cake, right?
We were really busy. Now we know every bride and groom like barely attends their wedding because they're busy.
I didn't get any gelato and I was so upset
about I that. Took a bite of Solo's gelato.
Oh yeah, was it good?
I said, I didn't get any. I'm not about to walk down there. Can I take a bite of it? And he was like, yeah, I guess. I literally took it and I went like I bit into the, and I go, that was very good, thank you.
Yeah.
That was all I got. But we can go back.
Oh yeah, we can go back.
It's an actual location. Place. We can taste it. And then we did the hora and acted like wild animals running in circles. That was very...
Boobs fell out.
Boobs fell out. People got kicked. People were rolling on the floor. And my poor grandmother. Poor Diane.
But she's chilling.
She's good. She's okay.
So we go back up. Party's at... It's 9:30, 9:45. Party's going till 11, baby. Wrong. What happens?
The cops show up.
Oh!
There's a sound curfew and we knew this, but again...
I thought it was later, though. I thought they told us it was 10:30.
my leg's cramping. Miscommunication with homeowner, party planner, and the law. And the homeowner said, like, it's fine. We've had parties here, like, party till 11. Like, it's fine. So we said, okay. So we told DJ that. Claudia, as she's a good wedding planner, she's like, well, we're going to get in trouble, and we didn't want to deal with a fine. So I guess in Montecito, cops show up at 10 o'clock into, like, a neighborhood if they get a call. And if the music's not off by 10, they will fine you. So we had to, when we wanted to lower the music, they couldn't be lowered. So we had to turn off the music. That's fine. We still partied. The bar was still open.
That was one of the most fun parts of the night, when the music cut off and everyone was just hanging out drinking.
Well, everyone was just going to go to a bar anyway. So it's like, might as well just stay there and hang out. You don't need music to have a good time. And we ended up doing, Ella hosted it. We did like, what's it called? Now slide to the left.
Cha-cha slide?
Yeah, we did the cha-cha slide with no music. That was fun. We did a couple things with no music. And then everyone was just really starting to drink. And
everybody?
Yep, everyone was drinking.
Like everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody there?
Yeah.
Even the groom?
Yeah.
What about the bride?
Osha. Because there was nothing else to do besides it was go time. It was party time. And we didn't want people to leave. So what do? You take shots with your friends. And then what happens? Everyone knows what happens.
Did you have an incredible day?
I did. Did you?
Yeah, it was the best night of my life.
I love all the things that happened because it just makes for a better story.
It was our day.
And of course, it had to have been like more than just normal. It had to have curveballs and...
Oh my God. Earthquake? Absolutely. Hurricane? It could have came a different day, but I'm glad it happened.
I could have done without it, but I'm so really blessed to have had a beautiful day.
Yeah. It didn't hurt. Like, for a hurricane, it could have been way worse.
Oh, yeah. We could have been wind. We could have had... our wedding would have been ruined completely if we had wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got really lucky with that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do differently?
Have no hurricane. I don't know why people get married in December. I mean, I know it's like a beautiful month, but like December to April, you're going to have an indoor wedding or tents.
Is that why we picked August? Because it's not supposed to rain?
Because it's never rained a day in August. Since, what was it, 1939, our party planner sent out this beautiful, like, gracious email that was like, hey, everyone, to every single vendor. And it was like, since 1939, it hasn't rained once, and it's going to bless this beautiful couple on this beautiful day. So let's make the most of it.
Oh.
It's never rained since 1939.
On
August 20th.
Oh, okay.
I mean, probably most days in August, yes, but on August 20th.
Oh, that's monkey bananas.
Yeah, so we broke a record. We made history, and our knot is so tight, it will never come undone.
And that's how you get married, people. Boom. You like a ring?
Yeah, I love it. Wait, I didn't.
I love your ring.
I love yours.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting me mine.
Thanks for giving me mine.
Of course, anytime.
I love you.
I love you.
Happy wedding day. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks. I hope I passed.
It wasn't that nerve-wracking, was it?
No, honestly, we need new mics. This is a problem.
You're the only one who's hurt themselves holding the
mic.
I'm
just honest. And I didn't hurt myself. It's just like cutting, like when you're sitting funny and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't feel my finger.
Do you think Brianna Chicken Fry left with a bruise on her hand?
She definitely was like, he needs new mics.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this is not, there should be a stick here. Or like a stick.
Okay, fine. I'll get sticks.
Like, this is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's a bit monkey bananas.
You're being very monkey bananas.
I mean, that's why I don't come in here, because I'll fix everything else.
You know what time it is?
Time to go to dinner.
It's wackadoodle time.
Oh, yeah, it is wackadoodle time.
I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for listening to Lightweights Podcast. Go check out Caitlin. She's going to be linked down below. Caitlin Volpes, new handle on the gram and TikTok.
Yeah.
How'd you change your TikTok name? Easy?
Oh, yeah, I just changed it.
Is it weird having a different last name now?
I think when I see my driver's license saying it, I'm really like, whoa. But today I went to my grandma's house and I was like, Caitlin Volpes is here. And she was like, you should name your kid Russell. So your kid's name is Russell Volpes. I said, and then when my brother has kids, they're going to bully my kids because their last name's going to be Russell. And they're going to be so confused.
Is it weird having a ring and being the only one married out of your friends?
It gives you like an extra confident boost.
How?
Like, I feel so content and happy and like, yeah, we're married. What's next? Kids? Yeah. feels cool. Do you feel like powerful?
Yeah. People treat you differently.
People respect you a little bit more. They're like, oh, they're no bullshit. Like, they're the real deal.
Yeah.
Derek Hough said, I just saw his interview, and he was like, I feel so much more confident now that I have this little piece of metal on my hand. And I was like, same.
Same, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
You know I filmed videos with him before?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
He ran into me on a skateboard at the Grove once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you hurt your hand that day?
No, I was obsessed with him. So I was a big Dancing with the Stars fan.
What if he came here? Would you be?
I was also like 8.
Would you still freak out?
No.
Damn it. Who would you freak out if they were on this podcast?
I get excited. I don't freak out.
You freak out about some people.
But I would still like, it's like, it'd be normal if they came in this room. Because like, you're killing it. And like, I'm proud of you. Cool.
Lightweights.
Out?
Yeah!
Woo!
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.